I think they seem to not want to have change. There's been a lot of stability since Museveni's been in power. For me, there hasn't been a lot of progress. But then the population in the 6 years that I've been going to Uganda, the population has gone from about 25 million to 32 million. And Uganda's the size of Tasmania, and the average age is, I think, 14. But mostly, people know and trust Museveni. Since he did his little rap music, Want Another Rap, I think he did it. He has appealed to the younger people. Could be a lot more change happening, but I don't know how that will happen.
So what are the biggest problems that are facing the Ugandans?
Malaria, HIV/AIDS, and they don't have a taxation system, a well-developed taxation system, I don't think, to keep the money going around. And they're poor. Most of the people, I think about 90% of the people, earn their living by farming.
And what sort of farming?
Well, it's subsistence farming. So they grow their own food. When you look at the soil over there, very rich soil. They get good rainfall at different times, but there's not good roads to get goods from to export. So there's not that really good infrastructure. Although the Nile perch, you know, you go on Lake Victoria and you'll see where they snap freeze the Nile perch. So that's one industry that they do. They used to have coffee, a huge exporter of coffee, but because they didn't rotate crops, the coffee got diseases in it.
And they just discovered a large supply of oil, I understand. Is that going to change things?
That has changed things. I think it's been 3 years since I went to Uganda last. I went last in 2007. And this President Museveni has asked the Indians, like Idi Amin kicked the Indians out, and a lot of the Indians have come back to Uganda. And so they set up businesses. And so there's money coming into Uganda. So you can see it develop. In the 3 years, there's better housing, there's new big office blocks. There's just a whole lot of development coming. When the oil comes there, when they sort out how that's going to happen, there's a problem with the amount of taxes that the oil exploration people want to pay. That's being negotiated now.
Now, I understand that you made the news whilst you were over there as well. You were on the campaign trail with Florence.
Yes. That was that was written up as the Honourable Florence Niger has some new tricks in her campaign. She has an Australian woman on helping her with her campaign. They photographed me. I was handing out leaflets. Sam, who I was staying with, he works for Florence Niger as her campaign manager, and so he was going. So I thought, I love Florence. She's a lovely woman.
Paint us a picture of what it was like on the campaign trail.
Oh, it was dusty. It was noisy and fairly hot. It was about 28 degrees nearly every day, and people came running to see the Mzungu. I'm called a Mzungu, a white person. So a lot of people came just to see the Mzungu. So a lot of people wanted to shake my hand, and you know, if I gave them a leaflet, they'd run away saying, "Oh, I got this from the Mzungu." So it was something really precious. But and we danced a lot. So when the music started after the speeches, I'd get out there and do a little bit of my attempt at Ugandan dancing, which created a lot of mirth and laughter for people.
Music and dancing obviously seem to be a big part of the Ugandan culture.
Yeah, it's a very happy culture. Ugandans can get pretty passionate about who they're voting in. and you can see that they're pretty passionate about it. When you have young guys writing songs about the good things that, for instance, Honourable Florence Niger has done in her district, you know, there's a lot of passion about who they're voting for.
Hard to imagine Australians doing that for Julia Gillard or Kevin Rudd in the past.
No. And sitting on, yeah, for the best part of 3 months, these two rappers have taken turns in sitting on top of a moving truck.
Let's just hear a little excerpt now from those rappers that have been on the campaign trail with Florence Niger. How has Florence approached the campaign so far?
Now, Florence Niger, when I first met her, was Minister for Ageing and Disability, and she has a disability herself. So whenever she gets out of the car, she's got a leg brace on that she has to click into place so that she can, before she can walk, and she uses a walking stick. She must be pretty worn out from all of the campaigning. But she goes around every single day.
And what sort of things is she? What sort of things is she campaigning on? What are her? What are the big things that she works in regards to disability?
In regards to disability, some of the things that she's looked at is education, access to farming, access to business opportunities for disabled people. And it's also been this, you can feed the man fish, but if you can't teach the disabled, you have to teach the disabled man how to catch his own fish.
And is disability a big problem in Uganda?
Yes. There's still, you can still see the ravages of polio. Children get bikes and that are miles too big for them and ride the bike with their leg through the frame. And they fall off and their leg gets mangled. There's a disabled children's home there that I visited, and there's children there with, you know, they might have a club foot, but it doesn't get treated straight away. And so it's always much more severe by the time that it gets treated. Or cerebral palsy, they might start, the family might start working with the child so that they weight bear. But when they realise that the child won't walk, they stop the physiotherapy, and so then the child can't wait there when they're a bit older and heavier.
So Florence is trying to get better healthcare for these children, earlier intervention into treatment, and bring the standards of care up to what we would expect in Australia?
Oh, I don't know that she quite dreams that they'll get the healthcare that we would expect in Australia, but... That's certainly one of her dreams. She has travelled outside of Uganda to first world countries and has seen what is possible. There's things changing even from the times that I've been going there. There's a lot more occupational therapists being employed, more physiotherapists, still probably not enough to meet the need. There's never enough, it's a lot less than what we would expect here in Australia.
On Friday, it's expected that Museveni will win presidency.
I would be surprised if he doesn't. Oh, yeah, I would expect that he would.